approximately 100,000 citizens.
The fire has torched nearly 35,000 acres. It's one of several burning in the state. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez reports from Wrightwood on the latest there.
There are flames burning. We've seen it since before sunrise. The fire moved through here overnight, and that forced the evacuation of this mountain community. Firefighters, though, say the good thing is this community has planned and prepared for these types of emergencies.
Hurricane Francine is expected to make landfall in Louisiana later today. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan on what's expected.
You can see considerable flash and urban flooding, especially in areas where you're getting the storm surge as well. The combination of the heavy rainfall flooding in addition to the storm surge could create even higher water levels.
The nation is remembering the 9/11 terror attacks that happened 23 years ago. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the Pentagon.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, says it was a day of heroism and horror.
We gather to acknowledge the heroes whose courage illuminated the darkest hours. And we gather to honor the families who have borne the deepest loss.
While Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says we also remember the resolve.
We are the United States of America. We do not bend to terror.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Their first presidential debate is in the books, but will Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump face off again? CBS's Weijia Jiang is speaking with the Trump campaign.
This morning, he said he's still thinking about it. We'll see what his team says. But when you talk to Harris advisors, they tell me there's no way he's going to debate again because they feel like she was such a winner.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has put off a vote on a spending measure to avoid a partial government shutdown when the current federal budget expires at the end of the month. He says he knows time is short.
We're going to work on that issue around the clock because we have an obligation to the people to do it. And that's what the fight is. That's what's important. It's the most pressing issue right now. And we're going to get this job done.
Justin Timberlake is scheduled to enter a new plea today in his drunken driving case in New York's Hamptons. That is according to the Associated Press. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged a 22-year-old from Racine with buying the gun that was used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Authorities allege that Kalia Patterson bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who is accused of using it in the fatal shooting. A search operation continues for a diver that went missing while exploring a shipwreck off Pleasant Prairie's Lake Michigan shore. The Coast Guard and Kenosha County Sheriff's Department resumed their efforts this morning after suspending the search last night due to darkness. Racine's mobile voting RV took center stage in Madison yesterday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court was considering its legality. The justices heard arguments challenging a Racine County judge's ruling that deemed the van illegal. A decision is not expected before November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
The Monkees and Daydream Believer on WRJN. A lot of people think Neil Diamond wrote Daydream Believer. He did write a bunch of Monkees songs, but not that one. That song was written by a folk singer by the name of John Stewart.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know
won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white.
News, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Manager Pat Murphy talks about yesterday's 3-2 win over the Giants.
I thought the guys competed again, you know, another close game. It's about our 90th this year, I think, within one or two runs, I think 90-some. You know, it's like guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good, and yeah, I thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting two early runs. It's great.
Brewers back in San Francisco tonight, 8:45 first pitch. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouthwatering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dream when I want you. In my arms when I want you. And all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream when I feel blue. In
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 62. Tomorrow, sunshine and 80.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. What do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. People in Wisconsin have lower concentrations of forever chemicals in their blood than people in other states. That's according to a newly published PFAS study from the University of Wisconsin. The study finds people who eat more fish have the highest levels. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A search operation continues for a diver that went missing while exploring a shipwreck off Pleasant Prairie's Lake Michigan shore. The Coast Guard and Kenosha County Sheriff's Department resumed their efforts this morning after suspending the search last night due to darkness. In a separate incident, a man was rescued from Lake Michigan this morning after his vessel sank 3 miles offshore, just north of the state line. As the November 5th presidential election approaches, UW Parkside is launching the Election Experience 2024. They call it a nonpartisan initiative aimed at creating dialogue about the American political landscape. The Parkside program features high-profile events such as a debate on U.S. democracy with renowned scholars, plus an analysis of the upcoming elections by pollster Dr. Charles Franklin. Deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. Melissa Kay has more.
Eric Larson is a deer herd health specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution. Whether to consume deer that test positive is a personal choice, but Larson notes agencies that specialize in human health don't recommend consuming a deer that tests positive for CWD.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
W-R-J-N.
Hey, what's up now?
What's up, brother? What's up?
This is a cool recording, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, it's time to play Can You Guess? The standard size of one of these is 9 by 18. The standard size of what? The answer? A parking place. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. Just go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you can find information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty and be a voter this fall.
It's Redbone, and come and get your love on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one, soap operas were so named because most of the early sponsors were soap companies. Actually, I knew that one. The second thing you did not know yesterday, in a survey, 40% of us said we reuse aluminum foil. Ugh. Number three, if you took all of the McDonald's Chicken McNuggets in 1 year and laid them end to end, they would stretch to the moon. And the fourth thing you did not know yesterday, early American colonists made gray paint for their homes by boiling blueberries in milk. And there's four things you did not know yesterday.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hop on a captivating, crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Rhymes for me. Do it, do, do, feeling groovy. no peace to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is cruel.